Well, look, gee, people are writing. I mean, I can only say what you're saying, and they're just in dismay. There was an election on July 2. It's August 15. That's 39, 44 days, nearly 7 weeks. What has the government done? Nothing. In the election campaign, there was this dispute, remember, in Victoria, between the United Firefighters Union and Victoria's volunteer Country Fire Authority. That bloke in charge in Victoria is a mad ratbag left-winger, Andrews. During the election campaign, Malcolm Turnbull promised volunteer firefighters that a returned coalition government would protect the authority from the union. He said, "Believe me, the first item of business will be to protect you." He said, "We have the means to do it, we have the legal capacity to do it, and we will act on it as soon as we are returned to government." What's happened since? Nothing. Now, Victoria's Auditor General says he's considering an investigation into the cost of the proposed enterprise agreement that the union wants to impose on the authority, but that won't reverse the agreement, and in any case, that investigation won't begin until 2017. Meanwhile, on Friday, the new board of the Country Fire Authority, that was the thing hand-picked by Andrews, the Labor government in Victoria, after it sacked the old board, this is the Country Fire Authority, the new board endorsed the enterprise agreement. So it's on with the United Firefighters Union, which just destroys this volunteer Country Fire Authority. Now, Malcolm Turnbull and the Employment Minister, Michaelia Cash, who promised the world during the election campaign, are just sitting on their hands. Now, Prime Minister, look, if your first item of business, as you said, was to block this enterprise agreement, and if, as you said, you had the legal capacity to do it, then do it. I can guarantee you won't suffer politically for displaying some backbone on this issue.